Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
I'm back again. You couldn't get rid of me before, so. When I was contemplating on what to say in this talk, out of desperation, I resorted to my parents. I know, I was in a state of despair. Amidst the things that they told me, which ranged from pointless to just frankly bizarre, my mum did actually contribute a meaningful story. Thanks, mum. She told me that many years ago, before she was born, my grandmother, the very woman that I'm named after, was heading to sit on her usual bus seat, en route to the school that she taught at. But suddenly, she felt the urge to sit somewhere else. Now, I never met my grandmother, but my mum tells me that she was a woman who liked to stick to her routine, and rarely did she deviate from it. Not only this, but my mum also tells me that she was an incredibly stubborn woman as well. It took a lot for her to change her mind. So clearly, we've got a lot more in common than just a name. However, on this specific occasion, she decided to listen to this voice in her head, and she sat on the opposite side of the bus. Well, it turned out that this was a pretty solid decision on her part, because just a few moments later, the driver had lost control of the vehicle and the bus had fallen over on its side into a rice paddy field. I've got to mention this is all taking place in India as well. I don't think there's many rice paddy fields in the UK. The very side that she would have normally sat on, where her seat would have been on that side, had fell, and it would have felt full blast of the accident. If she had chosen to ignore the now seemingly omniscient voice in her head, she would have been seriously injured, an event that would most definitely change the course of her life, perhaps leading to her never having my mum, which in turn would lead to her never having me, meaning I may not have been here preaching today, which, depending on how this talk is going so far, some of you may think would have been the better option. My grandmother was a very spiritual woman, but this morning in particular, my mum told me that she had woken up even earlier to pray. She had just felt the need to. And after the commotion of that day, it was pretty clear to my grandma that that voice in her head was God. As we learn from today's reading, we see that God always has our best intentions in heart, even if this may seem initially different to what we were expecting. It's incredibly easy to get caught up in the life that we all think we should have, and we hold our expectations so high that when things perhaps don't go according to our plan, we feel incredible anger and resentment towards God. But we must remember that he will not let our foot slip. Though we may deviate from the path that we set out for ourselves, we stay securely on God's path, the route which, although may not seem like it, is ultimately the better outcome for our lives. I don't know why my grandmother chose to sit on the same seat each time she rode the bus. Perhaps I had a better view, or maybe, and most likely, she just randomly chose it one day and then, out of habit, she just stuck to it. It's easy to get accustomed to things that we know well. And due to this comfort, we expect to stay in this comfort and continue without disruption. But life is unpredictable. September was an incredibly hectic month, to say the least, around the world. It seemed like there was a new event occurring every day. I think many of us may have felt a cloud of negativity looming over us. And this, combined with the start of the new school year, likely added some extra stress upon all of us. The only thing that we know for certain, however, is that God will watch over our coming and going, both now and forevermore. As Psalm 121 reminds us, when life feels overwhelming, it's key to ground ourselves by remembering that God is constantly overseeing us, neither sleeping nor resting, but rather constantly looking after us, guiding us and strengthening us with the power to keep on going. We're constantly surrounded by his protection, which, I mean, is pretty cool. The maker of heaven and earth, shielding us from harm. Personally, I don't think I can name a more impressive bodyguard. With today being our harvest service, we can view God as a farmer, and of us being his crops. His utmost priority is to care and nurture his crops so that they flourish and prosper, even if it means initially spraying them with pesticides and exposing them to the natural elements of rain and wind from time to time, that they may not be enjoyable at first, but eventually they do urge the crops to grow to their best ability. So, with all that being said, learn to trust the farmer who sows the seeds in your life, no matter how inconvenient his methods may feel. Don't find comfort in your own plan for your future, as nothing we plan is guaranteed, and instead find comfort in God's. Thank you for listening.